Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, it's at the Captain's America. On Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, for more information. And joining us right now to start out this hour, the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, why do you suppose the mainstream media fact checkers have largely been ignoring Biden botching all the facts the other day in his first address pushing new gun control measures when we all know better?
Well, one is they don't know too much about all things Second Amendment, and they know even less about weapons. But look, you know, there's a reason that White Houses have press offices. Because on any topic, the press office crafts a document. This is how we're going to respond to whatever issue. And based on whatever parties, you know, residing in the White House, they send it out to their media outlets. And this is how you're going to talk about it. And so, you know, that it's driven by the press office.
Uh-huh.
That's how it works.
And this is why Jen Psaki, when asked several times yesterday about all things ranging from, guns to Hunter Biden, she just kind of had to circle back?
Well, the one thing that most media does, and certainly the Democrats do, is deny. Or if they can't deny, then they minimize. Oh, we've got that figured out. Next question. We're working on it. We put it on pause. We're doing a review. Next question. I mean, that's how it's handled.
Yeah. By the way, the Supreme Court had quite a decision last night, ruling for faith. They rejected California's virus rules on religion, overruling the Ninth Circuit yet again, stating that the people that want to have religious church services can have them as long as they take the precautions they need to inside.
Well, I mean, I don't know a church that really hasn't done that. You know, a church relies on their parishioners. It's
right.
Not like they can do online business and sell something for, you know, whatever. They have a mission. That's what they're there for. They're parishioners, their congregation. So, all of that should absolutely be protected. So hat tip at least on this one for the Supreme Court.
Yep, that was a 5-4 decision, I might add, 5-4. By the way, the liberals are ramping up their calls for the Supreme Court Justice Breyer to retire after he panned the court packing in a speech. Well, all he did was tell them what he thought.
Well, for the most part, it seems that the majority, let me say it this way. There aren't any Republicans, obviously, that want to pack the court. And there are a handful of Democrats that think that this is a whole misguided kind of thing. But the people that are on this committee are some scary legal type people, that have been put on this. I think he signed an executive order to create this committee. And, we've got law clerks and lawyers that have worked for people like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Kagan, John Roberts,
yep.
That are part of this. And I would say if anybody really wants to be afraid of who's on this committee, just remember Bob Bauer is on the committee. Now, who is Bob Bauer? He was one of the White House lawyers during the Obama administration, and his wife is Anita Dunn.
Yeah.
She was the one who said two of her favorite people were Mao Zedong and Mother Teresa.
Now, is this the one that Karl Rove blasted as a political hack?
I don't know. I mean, that inventory is quite deep and wide, so I don't know which one he was actually pointing out. But Anita Dunn, too, was also leading the Biden presidential campaign.
And then the New York Times was blasted yesterday for calling Biden's SCOTUS commission an effort to balance the conservative majority.
Whatever. Whatever.
I know. And even
it comes down to, it's not necessarily a matter, really it shouldn't be, of liberal versus conservative sitting on the Supreme Court or any court. It's a matter of not activism on the court.
Okay. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we're going to tell you about a commission, a government agency in the state of Michigan that no longer is going to say the Pledge of Allegiance because it's too divisive. And Texas passed a national anthem law where you got to play the national anthem.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Pass. It will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Pass. It will do wonders. And tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, we are talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, as we do every day at this time. Now, you know, Denise, we've got a lot of problems in the world right now. Some are more important than others, but for some reason, Michigan keeps rearing its ugly head for these reasons. Now, the Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission, made up of 4 Democrats, 4 Republicans, and 5 Independents, deemed the Pledge of Allegiance too divisive for their meetings. So, they're going to stop saying it.
You know, it kind of, the next thing you know is that they're going to start, eliminating the budgets for law enforcement. I mean, it's... I don't know. I don't know where they come up with this stuff, but be careful because Michigan's a tough state. There's some very good patriots in Michigan, and I suspect that they're going to do a little bit of fighting back on this one.
Well, and also amid the coronavirus case spike that they've got because of their lockdowns, Michigan Governor Whitmer has now urged suspension of in-person high school classes and all high school sports.
Yeah, and they're fighting back, and some of these sports teams have said, forget you, Governor, we're playing anyway.
Sure.
So they're getting defiant up there. As I said, there's some very good Patriots in Michigan, and I hope they're stepping it up.
Yeah, and then finally there was something that came out of the clear blue sky in Texas. They actually passed a law about playing the national anthem because some of the schools and some of the high schools and colleges didn't want the national anthem played at their games. And Texas said, wait a minute, hold it. We do want the national anthem played. So they passed the national anthem law.
Works for me.
Me too, but only in Texas, right?
Well, I mean, you know, they're trying very hard to turn Texas blue.
Yep.
So Texas always has to keep that in mind, you know, looking behind their back here. Same thing in Georgia. So they don't really stand a chance, obviously, now in Florida, which they were trying to do. But, you know, they're working very hard. So, you know, Texas has to take a proactive stand on some things, and it looks like they are.
Well, you talked about defunding the police, and this story has now... And by the way, we first talked about this 3 days ago, and not one word was said until the day before yesterday, the second day. So they waited a day or so to pick up on this. But when I saw this, I knew it was going to be important. Now, violent crime is skyrocketing in Portland, Oregon, the Democratic-run city.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, of all things to do, as they're losing more police than any other city in the country... They've hired unarmed park rangers who will be responding to some of these incidents where they could get themselves shot, killed, stabbed, or whatever.
Well, they haven't hired them yet. That's their plan, is to hire park rangers, and they're only hiring 20. But they, too, cannot use any kind of spray like... tear gas, and they will be unarmed. So if they think they're going to get 20 new hires under those conditions, they probably ought to think again.
Gonna
that
be,
isn't going to happen.
Must be a good salary because they're getting $1.4 million to do that.
Yeah, well, it ain't going to happen.
No, but that's the money they're getting for it, so obviously they're going to have to use it for something. But this is just amazing, the stuff that we're starting to see right now. It's ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous, and I don't know what they're thinking, but the backlash coming from the states, we talked about the nullification from some of the attorney generals and the governors that are going to just say, no, we're not going to go along with your stupid gun laws.
Well, you know, I would ask at this point here, now that we have somebody leading the Department of Justice, otherwise known as Merrick Garland, where is he? You know, he's been a little on the too silent side. So what's his stance? What's his stance with what is happening at the border? What's his stance with the drug cartels? What's his stance about the child abuse going on in these retention centers under the Biden administration? I mean, where is he? What's he doing? I guess in the next question is, what do we have here? 21,000 migrant kids? What's the top number? You know, if they're going to keep accepting these kids, why aren't they building 10,000 retention centers? You know, are we ready to take in 2 million of them? What's the top number?
I saw an article yesterday that said there are 100 illegals per hour coming over the border.
No doubt.
Yep, that's what I saw yesterday.
It's all the getaways. I mean, you know, we have no idea what that number really is. That's just a kind of an estimate. But, you know, we're in an insurgency. I don't know how else to put it. It's an invasion.
Well, and when you talk about the child migrant centers and all that, now the White House yesterday, again, Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the drink, dissed the child migrant centers by saying there's no basis to close these amid the sex abuse allegations. There's just no basis.
Well, we rung the bell, so
and we have the pictures, you know, and the video.
That's right. And Governor Abbott sent Vice President Harris a letter and said, you need to close this, and you need to close it now, and these are the reasons why. And I don't know if she's responded yet or if she cares or anything else, but, you know, they're on a full-blown mission against this administration, and rightly so.
Now, who is this assistant DOJ nominee who organized a conference to champion cop killers? Who is that? I can picture her, but I don't know her name.
I don't know. She's actually, Tucker Carlson had her on his show last year. She's pretty divisive. But she's got a habit of this kind of stuff. And she's the one that he was questioning her on, does the color of your skin is it more important than experience and resumes and bona fides and taking a job like being an airline pilot? And she said, absolutely. I don't know that she's gonna necessarily work out, stay there very long.
Well, they reported yesterday that she organized a conference championing cop killers.
Yeah, well, exactly.
And that's not going to go very, very, very far very quickly. By the way, the New York Times finally broke their silence on the 60 Minutes debacle. They downplayed the CBS report and said that there really wasn't anything wrong with that. There was just Governor DeSantis doing the defending of himself, and CBS just reported on his news story.
Well, the online operation called OutKick, which is run by Jason Whitlock, who was just suspended from Twitter.
Correct.
He came out with a T-shirt that said 60 Minutes of Lies. And so I sent a tweet over to DeSantis's Twitter account, and DeSantis said, oh, I guess I'll be ordering one of those. So now the T-shirt du jour is 60 Minutes of Lies that people are buying.
Okay. Can't wait to see some of them around at some of the different places I go to. Well, it is what it is. Now, in the meantime, the Pentagon budget has been chopped a little bit, not a lot. The progressives wanted it chopped a lot so they could take that money for their freebie giveaway stuff.
Well, I mean, the budget is one thing, but looking at what's in the budget and where the money is to go and how it's to be spent is a whole nother one. Remember, every single penny assigned to the Pentagon has a name on how it's supposed to be spent in the first place. But just because Biden submitted the budget doesn't mean it's really going to go necessarily that way.
All righty. You have yourself a great weekend. Stay warm up there and stay dry if the rain comes through today, later, or whatnot. And I will talk to you Monday morning. Okay, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com, the website. Go there, check it out, see all the great things that she does over there. I'll be right back with the military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The battle against the coronavirus is still continuing. According to Johns Hopkins University, COVID-19 cases are still rising in most states. Pfizer is now asking the FDA to allow its coronavirus vaccine to be administered to kids ages 12 to 15. This comes as deliveries of Johnson & Johnson's single-shot vaccine are expected to drop by more than 80% next week due to ongoing manufacturing problems. The White House says health officials are now working to make sure the situation doesn't impact their mass vaccination drive.
On Johnson & Johnson, the company is working closely with the FDA to resolve any manufacturing issues. Johnson & Johnson has also reiterated its commitment to provide at or near 100 million vaccine doses by the end of May.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is. And this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Take a look at their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Find out what it's like to become an aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you all about where their schools are and how to get a hold of them right after this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the best thing about the National Aviation Academy is you can call them up at either one of their campus locations in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, or down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is across the bay. I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater. And you can ask to take the tour of one of their facilities whenever you want to do that. Now, the phone number is 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. And if you've been sitting back listening to these commercials for the National Aviation Academy in a dead-end, go-nowhere job where you've got absolutely no possibility of advancement of any kind, and you're sitting there wondering, this sounds too good to be true. Well, it's not, because it's true. As an aviation maintenance tech, ladies and gentlemen, you will start out with a salary of about $60,000 a year or more. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road and it really gets good. If you wind up with a company that sends you overseas, whether it's the United States government working as a government contractor or for a government contractor, or a foreign airline that sends you overseas, or even an American airline that sends you overseas, you could very easily have a six-figure income right off the bat. Now, that's all dependent on your God-given ability to do the job that they trained you to do, because you are in charge of your own destiny as an aviation maintenance tech. So again, I say to you, here's the number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at either the Concord, Mass. campus or the Clearwater, Florida campus, and tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get the very best treatment possible. And then you can make your decision. Now, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is going to visit Israel next week. This will be the first cabinet-level visit to the Middle East from the Biden administration, which has been shifting attention away from the region and towards China and Russia, but the time has come to check in on Israel and see all the stuff that's going on there. By the way, the United States is now considering sending warships into the Black Sea in the next few weeks in a show of support for the Ukraine amid Russia's increased military presence on Ukraine's eastern border. We'll see how that works out. I'm sure the Russians are going to love that one. And the Defense Department has regained some lost readiness after two decades of continuous combat, but still has a lot more work to do, according to a new report from the Government Accountability Office. In the meantime, without coming right out and saying it, President Joe Biden seems ready to let lapse a May 1st deadline for completing the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan. Now, orderly withdrawals will take time. Biden is running out of it. And he's talked about November as a possibility, but I still say we're not going anywhere when it comes to Afghanistan and Iraq. By the way, a Navy medic who shot and wounded two U.S. sailors before he was killed by police on a nearby Army base at Fort Detrick, Maryland, was a laboratory tech assigned to the Naval Medic and Research Center there on the base, according to his service record. They knew who he was, and they're still trying to figure out why he did what he did. Now, inside the secret Syria talks aimed at freeing Marine veteran Austin Tice and other U.S. hostages, last summer we find out that U.S. officials ventured into hostile territory for secret high-level stakes meeting with their American adversaries that were holding these people. In addition, the mission of U.S. forces in Iraq has shifted to training and advisory roles, allowing for redeployment of combat forces remaining in the country. U.S. and Iraq delegates have said that a third round of strategic U.S.-Iraq talks is coming. And Osaka, Japan, broke another coronavirus record as U.S. reports 12 cases in Japan and South Korea. However, that's nothing in terms of a spike, nothing to even remotely think that that's what's going on there. Also, U.S. Marines and sailors with Marine Rotational Force Europe 21.1 participated in the Arctic Littoral Strike in northern Norway, with the Norwegian military back in March, according to the Marine Corps. A lot of activity going on to the north. Russia's already found oil up there, up amongst the Arctic. And the State Department sought to downplay expectations over indirect negotiations for the U.S. and Iran to rejoin the Obama-era nuclear deal that former President Trump pulled out of back in 2018 and now the Biden administration is getting back into the mix. Now, extremism. Yet perhaps the most pressing issue facing the Defense Department is the extent to which it will be able to define the problem itself, thrust into the public view on January the 6th, when supporters of then-President Donald Trump, including some war veterans, stormed the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to overturn the results of the November presidential election by force. Now, that report and the wording as such comes from the U.S. News and World Report. They are, in that report, not reporting the facts of the case. They are editorializing the case. Because nobody can say with certainty that this was an attack designed to overturn the results of the November presidential election by force. Nobody can say that with certainty. Nothing proves that way. Now, were they demonstrating? Obviously. Did they get carried away? Sure. Does this mean all U.S. veterans were involved in this? No. Does it mention anything about the Antifa people that were there? The Boogaloosa boys that were there? The Black Lives Matter people that were there? No. So therefore, this is not an accurate, legitimate news story. Be careful what you read and where you read it. By the way, J&J vaccine problems are hampering U.S. military vaccines overseas. U.S. military leaders said that recent problems with the J&J vaccine has made it more difficult to provide shots for forces overseas, and that vaccines have been offered to service members, families, and other Tier 2 beneficiaries in only 40% of the military sites outside the United States. They're actively working to get that taken care of as soon as possible. And did you hear about this? Well, if you're over there in San Antonio, Texas, and you're around Fort Hood, you know about this. The commander of a brigade deployed to Europe was brought back to his home station of Fort Hood, Texas, and relieved Thursday based on his poor judgment while in command. That's never a good thing to hear. Never. And hopefully they'll get all that rectified sooner rather than later. By the way, House lawmakers are going to hold a congressional hearing next month to address what one member calls a lack of concern for safety in the Marine Corps after a series of fatal training accidents, to include the LCV that sank with the Marines on board, killing all of them. Terrible thing. And don't forget, as President Joe Biden prepares to release the basics of his first budget, as soon as this week, the Navy appears to be holding fast on their plans to reduce the size of one of its main internal oversight offices to changing and chagrin of some on the Hill. I'll be right back. Final segment of the weekend edition coming right up. Don't go nowhere, no how. Ron Edwards, take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Brooke from Brooke Talks America. By the way, you'll be able to catch her on the Radidio on my flagship station, 7 p.m. tonight. And tune in to Brooke Talks America. Go to her website, brooketalksamerica.com. See all the great things she's up to. By the way, during the break, I did get a call from Sally in Plano, Texas. She told me it was snowing over there. No, I'm just kidding. She said that Stevie Ray Vaughan actually died in a helicopter crash and that drugs didn't have anything to do with it. Okay, and I'm glad to hear that because I was just merely making a statement. I didn't know, and I didn't know, and neither did Kyle, but we'd find out, and Sally found out for us. So thank you very much, Sally, for doing that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Remember, Moss, MAUSNissan.com, the website's the place to go to. And hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a brand new Nissan. Now it's amazing how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, over into the Midwest, and all the way out as far as Arizona, where I'll never forget this as long as I live. A father got in his daughter's car, drove all the way to Newport Richey, bought a brand new Nissan, something that she wanted, drove it on down to where she was going to school at the University of Tampa, and that was the long-distance sale and birthday present that she got that she'll never forget, that I'll never forget, because I was involved in that. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring. including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And, of course, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. They will not let price beat anything. They will definitely compete. Now, you can't beat the selection either at Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles and all the colors and accessories that you can dream of. Clean trade-ins right now are commanding a great resale value, so take advantage of that. You want to get your car sold? Go up there and see what they'll give you for it. You might be able to sell it right on the spot, walk out of there with a check for the car and upgrade your ride right now, or maybe go do something totally different. Who knows? But Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. Remember, active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all get a great deal on your vehicle. Now, Moss Nissan is the place where it's whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and that's what they're striving to be. Over 6,000 vehicles sold last year at their locations. By the way, you want to check out a hot new car, the hottest new SUV in the market? Go take a test drive in a Rogue. You're going to love it. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. They're found online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide slap open for you, too. Now, you know, this week has certainly been an interesting week. Joe Biden came out with his proposed gun regulations. All they are, they're proposed at the moment, executive orders, fine, are just that. States do not have to go along with them. They can nullify them under the version of the 10th Amendment. And they can insert their own regulations, highest local authority, that supersede the federal government. And some of them are doing just that. But get this, the fact check that should have been done by every major and certainly every reputable news agency out there about what Biden said and how he said it wasn't done. They aren't saying a word about the lies that he manufactured out there. The gun manufacturers have total immunity against lawsuits. Nothing could be further from the truth. About no background checks or provided at gun shows for sales, that's not even accurate. About no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. Well, it is until you get two-thirds of the vote to override it. He just didn't tell you the rest of the story. And that virtually all murders are committed by rifles, he said that. That's not true. Virtually all of the murders, well over 95%, are committed by pistols. But he didn't tell you that. Didn't tell you the truth. Didn't tell you what was coming or might not be a part of whatever. Didn't tell you about the fact that ghost guns, which are kits that people can make. Hell, I know kids, little kids, and I forget how old I was when I made my, helped put my first weapon together with my dad. We got a kit and put together It was a single shot 410 shotgun. It was for me. And we got the kit and we put it together. Does that mean we were going out to kill somebody? Hell no. It meant we were learning about the safety of guns. And guess what? I had to take the NRA course to get my hunter's license, which is something I look forward to. And I went out there with my 410 shotgun. I can remember the first year I went deer hunting. I was like taking a pea shooter out to a bull range. Wouldn't do anything. But nobody told me. I found out later. It was just, oh, yes, he's got his hunting license. But anyway, it is what it is. But my point is that Joe Biden lied all week long, and nobody caught him on it. Nobody called him. We did here. Because we knew he was lying. We did. And then suddenly, about 2 days later, the conservative media picked up on it, as they always like to do, and decided to go with the stories that we already knew were true, that Biden was smoking you on most of the gun laws. Because he was. What a shame. By the way, for those of you out there, out and about this weekend, check out Everglades Equipment Group. Need a lawnmower? Got 'em. Want a riding tractor? Got 'em. Need something bigger for some equipment rental or use, or maybe you're in the construction business? Everglades Equipment Group, with reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service, they're always there for you. Check them out. And I, Tuesday night, will be over at Tea Party Manatee for their 12th birthday in Bradenton at the Mixon's Fruit Farm Pavilion. And I'm going to be talking. I'm going to have about 5 minutes. They told me I could have 10 minutes to give a speech. I said I only need five. I'll have the building lit up within 5 minutes with what I'm going to do. Because I'm going to ask people what happened to our country. And then I'm going to tell them it's time to wake up. It is time to wake up, folks. If you don't, shame on you. Shame on you, because your country's going to hell in a handbasket right in front of you. Can you do anything about it? Oh, yeah. Right here, right now, today. Get involved. I don't care if it's a Tea Party, a Trump Party, a 9/11 or a 9/12 group, or Republican, whatever it is, whatever party you want to join. Get involved and become part of the solution. And remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. By the way, over the weekend, you want to go somewhere nice and have some fun? Maybe you got some kids that are a little bit shell-shocked or stuffed up in the house, and you want to get them out and go get them to do something? Well, guess what? Take them to Mixon Fruit Farms, because you can go to the Mixon Fruit Farm store. They can hop on the tram, go for a ride around the farm, see all the stuff that's there. They got a little wildlife preserve there, too. The kids will love it when they see some of the wildlife conducive and native to Florida. You get to be in the outdoors, get to try some of that great orange swirl ice cream at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon Fruit Farm store. And then you can also try the Captain's Club. That's right, the Captain's Club. Ask for it by name. At Mixon's Groveside Cafe, you're going to love it. It's excellente. And I can't wait till Tuesday, because if I get there early enough, I might be able to get one myself. Little bonus, but we'll see. But anyway, the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, always a pleasure. This is how we all got started on the radio right here many years ago, 21 years ago now, on the weekend. 1 hour a week is all we did, 1 day a week. It went to two, then it went to three. It went from one station to three stations to five stations to 25 stations to 45, 50, 65, 70, and I'm not even counting anymore. But we appreciate everybody that's tuned in, everybody that's chiming in, everybody that has something you opine about. We are all about we the people here in this program. You don't have to agree with me. As long as you're respectful, you can disagree, but when you start hammering, that's it. See ya. In the meantime, I'll see everybody Monday morning, bright and early, 2 a.m. Have yourself a great day, great morning. God bless America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.